This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 29th of November, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. Now, if my voice sounds a little blurred, you know, a little heavy, that's because I have on my mask in the studio this morning. Why? Because I ain't trying to catch politics fever. Now, I know y'all saying election is over. What you talking about, Erin? Well, listen, I thought election was over just the same way I thought COVID was, you know, over for the vaccinated. And then I saw Loretta Butler Turner look like she catch politics fever. So I say, let me put on my mask. I also said when I was leaving the house, let me put on my red shirt just in case. I like new things. Just in case, you know, new things given out on the red side too. I just want to be prepared. And I think that's best for both. Well, for citizens. That's how you got to work this thing. You got to be prepared. I can't stand seeing young men walking the road in slippers and socks. Flip-flop and socks. You know why? Because when the boy stop his truck to say, King, I just get one job. I need 10 by them quick to help me move this thing. You can't help them move the thing. You can't get the job. You can't make a quick move and make one good little $500 today and then make a connection with somebody. Because you ain't ready. You ready for picking up dust in the road. Dust and slippers. Right? So, to my dear Bahamian electorate, you gotta be ready. When that yellow bus or that red bus turn through your corner, you gotta be ready. So I have on my red shirt today. And Michael Pintard, I know you from Grand Bahama, but I have on my Adrian White shirt. So you know where I is. And I'm not singing. Because singing is far more melodious. It makes you smile. I am doing an LBT this morning. I have on my red shirt. Good morning, Bahamas. A more important note than that, if you are a Boyd or a Ferguson or any relation to the family, then you still have time to visit Dungalik Studios Art Gallery at number 20 Village Road to see, to view before it's closing, Dwight Ferguson's Color Me Yellow art exhibition, which will be up until the 30th of November, 2021. And like I say, the descendants of Anthony Ferguson, you have to come out and see this show. I don't want to tell you what's in the show. You have to see it. It has some of his personal objects and memories on view as a part of the show. So if you're a Boyd or a Ferguson, you guys come out. So that means if you related to me, if you's a Mitchell, you guys come out. Because you could be a boy. Let's go. But good morning, Bahamas. I think that's going to be a fabulous thing to do. And I'm sure you missed it because this weekend was filled with excitement. Phil, this was even hotter than the election. And now I see why FNMs was so upset and didn't turn out to the vote, because they knew from the break this wasn't going to reach this standard. They knew it wasn't going to be this entertaining. And I imagine they knew it wasn't going to be this fruitful either. But this was the weekend of the FNM One Day Leader Convention. And what a time it was. It was so overwhelming that I had to bring my guests from last week from Spectrum Politics back to continue this discussion, the post-vote analysis of the FNM leadership race. And my guests today are Mr. Tate Adley from the Eye Opener, on Guardian Radio, and that's 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. Right. Say good morning to the people, good?
Good morning, everyone.
You almost make me feel like you represent the PLP. They don't win, they don't have nothing to say. Huh? Good morning to my other guest, Mr. Jace Brennan.
Good morning to you, Aaron, and good morning to the Bahamas.
Good morning. And I see Mr. Bazard could not make it in this morning. If I knew he wasn't going to make it in, I would have put on my yellow shirt versus my red shirt.
Got to balance it.
Yeah, well, that's right. What I was, you know. But now we have a wonderful replacement for Mr. Bazard this morning. I cannot complain at all. And her name is Ms. Shelby Bow, and she is a member of the Torchbearers, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Introduce yourself to the people.
Good day, Bahamas. Hello.
Now, Ms. Bow is not here today to listen to me critique the FNM. She's not here to join in my foolishness. She is here to correct me and to provide me with the correct information and the correct perspective on what's happening in the FNM. I don't know. I mean, I have on this red shirt, but I know FNM. At all. So good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. It's been good. An interesting set of couple of days.
Right.
We were looking forward to it for some time. And, you know, I can't say that the result was too surprising, but It was still entertaining to watch, especially since all of us were there at the convention in person.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, indeed. We all were there.
All right. Now, it was surprising. There were some surprising things for me. I knew Pintard was going to win. That wasn't a question. But it's how Pintard won.
If Denzel was here, he would tell you he told you so.
Yeah. Right. Because that's what a good PLP does.
Right.
If you're practicing for the spot. But I was surprised by a number of things I saw there. But not by the result itself. So let's talk about Mr. Pintard for a second. I am still kind of shocked that Mr. Election 2007, counted again, man, is now the leader of the Free National Movement and about to be the leader of the opposition. Has he been sworn in as leader of the opposition already?
9:15.
Yeah, this morning.
Boy, that was quick, but I don't blame you, Pintard. I would not have given Minnis any opportunity to pull a LBT on me. Get it done right away. All right. Okay. So I see we got a couple of calls and a couple of texts. I imagine people are excited to talk about this. If you want to join the conversation, you can text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And that's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. Boy, listen, you know, when I first started the show, the first text I got every day, the first text would be from a faithful FNM supporter. And he'd text Ms. Green, FNM, FNM, two straight. And after the election, he disappeared. That's why I'm so glad for this convention, because he is back. And he texted me this morning to say, Ms. Green, Pintard, FNM, FNM. So I want to ask you guys a question. What is it about Pintard that says FNM to you?
Well, one thing I've learned about party politics in this country, right, is that if you were to be considered a good and faithful member of a party, you got to be willing to do the heavy lifting and do the dirty work. And I don't mean the mudslinging, but I just went and I took a look at past election results. Michael Pintard, for those who don't know, ran against Perry Christie in 1997. He lost. He ran against Brave Davis in 2007. In 2012, I believe it was. So you have a man here who, when the party asked him, we need you to try and take out the big guns, right? Everyone knew that those races would have been long shots, but he still said yes. Mm-hmm. He proved his loyalty, was appointed to the Senate several times. Now he's in the right place at the right time. He has the credit with the party. And when they needed a new leader, he stood. I wanted to make that still standing joke, but I know people have already been making it about that poem, but he was still standing.
Yeah, I'm making it. That, I mean, that's why he write it, right? And that's mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's irony, but that's the beauty of it, right? Come full circle. We going to use your same words that you use to critique politics to critique you too, or at least to navigate it and understand it. I got a caller on the line. Let's go to this. Caller, caller, you are on the clock. Good morning, caller. You there? No, we lost you? Arlington. Check the caller. Let's get to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Oh, man, I'm not sure what's going on. I think both lines are dead. We'll get back to that. Let me read these texts. Another text says, I think it's fair to say the minute's error, E-R-R-O-R, I like that, is over. Minutes went to extremes to help his former Minister of Health. Can the former Minister of Health help Dr. Minutes now? It only goes to show that favorites does not pay off in politics. We now want to see the chairman of the FNM gone. He is worthless in his capacity as chairman. Okay, I had a question about chairman, but let's get to the former part. You said something that was fascinating. Minutes went to extremes to help his former Minister of Health. Do you mean Mr. Dwayne Sands?
That sounds more like Wells to me. I don't know.
Can the former Minister of Health help Dr. Minutes now? Ah, Wells. Ah. Now, what do you... Anyway, I wish you had called in to say that, Texter, because I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated. But what do you mean, did he help him? Do you mean that accepting him into the fold and then promoting him above others despite the cloud of the LOI, letter of intent hanging over his head, was in some way helping him?
Unless the question was not about Mr. Minutes, but former Prime Minister Ingram, who went to a lot of lengths to help out Dr. Dwayne Sands. And now that Dr. Dwayne Sands, who did endorse Pintard, is running for chairman, I guess the question could be, is Dr. Sands going to help Mr. Ingram, who is clearly back and happy to be back in the
right.
FNM?
Now, there's an interesting discussion. We could get to Carl Kalmer now. Carl Kalmer talking about contemplating the running again for chairman. And then he gave a bit of commentary about the role of the chairman, right? And he said that people sort of misunderstand it and it's not all about being in the media. But I think what you said just now, Jace, was fascinating, right? Because I never, ever would I have imagined anybody helping Ingram in the FNM. I only see Ingram as helping others to fulfill his own agenda, right? So what help is it that Sands could give Ingram? Except I agree with you because I see the chairman having a very important function in the party, and the chairman, in his capacity, can help to manage or control a leader of the party that is straying too far away from the party agenda, the party manifesto, or the party constitution, right? And so a lot of people are saying, well, you don't really need a strong chairman. I think you need a chairman who is as strong as your leader, right? And what I also think is important that I think all the political parties miss is you need a chairman that is as strong as your leader or stronger and not wanting to be in the House, right? You need to have somebody who is prepared to stand in and for the party.
You know, it's so interesting that you make that point, and I'll definitely let Shelby talk about it, but we both had an experience with some on-the-side campaigning at uh-huh. the convention. Because, you know, if you're savvy to this political game, just because it was only an election for leader on Saturday, that doesn't mean you can't get a jump on your
right,
opponents
right.
if you're
right.
looking at deputy or chairman or all that stuff.
Right.
And I would be interested in Shelby's thoughts on what she noticed there.
Your observations of the day. Because Pintard, we can talk about Pintard. There's lots to talk about, but one of the things that I critiqued is why are we only voting for leader? Obviously, the chairman and the deputy leader had a part of the management of the party, going into election. Mm-hmm. But what you're suggesting is that space was not free of other politicking.
Oh, definitely
was not. So tell us, what did you observe, Shelby?
Well, what I observed was...
Look closer to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I observed was, well, firstly, while we were sitting down, we saw people was giving us flyers, and we looked at the flyers, and it was like, Elspeth Johnson for chairman. So we noticed that, and then I said, oh, right, man for the job. And then Dwayne Sands heard me, and he came over, and he was talking to us, and he was just giving us feedback, and we was asking him questions about him running for chairman. He was saying that he was running for chairman, and he gave a lot of good information that we was so pleased to hear as a young person, too, because it was just young people at the table, so.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? See, because before the announcement at the end of the weekend, I could have sworn you was going to tell me you saw Loretta Butler at this event, right? But any other interesting faces or voices engaging the public at that event?
Well, Dr. Mendes is there. We came, and when he came, he was greeting everyone, you know, talking to us. Jace cracked a little joke with him, and then he voted. And then, of course, there was Mr. Ingram. He was there. He greeted everyone. Everyone took pictures with him. You know, everybody was like, Papa back. Everybody was so happy. I think that's all the interesting faces I saw.
Well, and then the name that is currently on Aaron's shirt.
Right.
we brought to the convention site. Uh-huh. I'm not laughing because of the chances, but because it was so interesting how it happened, we saw an Adrian White tent that had gone up at the convention site. Amidst a sea of, you know, Pintard, Iram Lewis, Kwesi Thompson, who, like, is Adrian White running for leader? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
We then found out that he is planning to contest one of the positions at the next convention, and that was our first sign that, oh, okay, even though this is a one-day convention about leader, there are other things and factors going on.
All right. Because, yeah, I'm interested in the politics of that, right? But I'm interested also in how this impacts governance. And I think one of the biggest questions that Pintard will be answering over the next 12 months is, how do you strike a balance between your work as MP, your work as party leader, and your work as leader of the royal opposition? I think that's going to be a massive task. Not just doing the work, but showing people that he's doing the work, and then add to that, ensuring that people understand that the work is getting done and what that looks like, right? You have to do all three of those things. And do you think he has the capacity to do it? I feel like of the three candidates, he's best suited for that. I think he has the capacity to do it with background in human resources development, a consultancy, an entrepreneur, a lecturer, right? I think that of the three, he is best suited to do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, before even he was elected a leader of the FNM, I remember one of the few first sessions in this session of parliament, he brought up the issue with the Minister of Social Services, which would have been the issue of urban renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the central issue with that situation was that apparently a lot of urban renewal workers were getting victimized by a certain minister of state.
Uh-huh.
And I think it just shows that for him, he knows what's happening on the ground, what's happening in the ministries and these agencies. And even before he was elected, he was sort of casting this, I would say, shadow as the leader of opposition. He was taking a stand. And so I think from his first few weeks in parliament after the election, it kind of shows to me that he's prepared to, in a sense, take up those three roles and be prepared to work at best capacity in them.
Absolutely. Let's get to the call line, because then you just made me realize I didn't add that fourth peg, which is the work of advancing Grand Bahama, right? Because you were a Grand, you know, you're not the Grand Bahama powerhouse, the Grand Bahama tree for nothing, right? And there must be great expectations coming out of Grand Bahama with Pintard now as leader. But let's get to this call. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Everyone is going to come to me today. Good morning to your panelists.
Good morning.
Okay, I got to ask you a quick question. You wearing red right now?
I know, man.
But don't say that, I may hang up on you. Go on.
What kind of red got red blood?
That's okay. You good? You could wake with us.
Okay, but no. I listen to the young people. I'm proud of them, and I also congratulate them on their new leader, Michael Pintard. One of the things he said that he gravitates not only from FNN, but he'll take new ideas, new initiative from our grouping, and
nice.
I hope that still remains grouping. The human rights grouping, the disabled grouping, and all these grouping that make up voters.
Yeah.
And that's important. And I think that's an important key. Though I support the PRB, you know, the convincing seat can change any time based on who you want to run for your country.
Yes.
But your country can't place.
Absolutely.
And so that's a key element. But I also want to congratulate my Loretta Turner.
Yeah.
She was there with
Don't forget
with
the butler.
And,
it makes sense when you add the butler.
Right. She was heavy. Oh, sorry, Loretta Turner butler.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Yeah, no. I agree with you.
But she's a heavy player in FNM. And I'm sure they'll probably give her credit. Now she's back where she belongs. And the one and only PLB Aaron Grant.
All right.
Congratulations to my folks in red.
Thank you.
If you need and you need some little advice, tell your leader call me. You know how to get to me.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for the call. And dear cousin Loretta Butler Turner, we only cracking joke. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry that we missed you. Arlington, maybe we go to a break, and when we get back from the break, I got some more questions I want to ask these young people. What they think Pintard's response to the Omicron ban would be, and then let's talk about who Pintard potentially wants for deputy leader, and if he'll ever have the chance to make that decision himself. Anyway, stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Okay, I've taken off my mask. My temperature dropped a little bit. I cooled down a little bit. This politics fever is not going to catch me, unless, of course, there's a very attractive paycheck, in which case I am open to being caught.
Business is booming.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. Do you think Pintard will wait until the February convention to make new Senate appointments?
Well, we have 4 Senate spots open that would be up for appointments. And we have a lot of eligible candidates. It's hard to really say if he would move any. I love Maxine, so I'm going to push for her.
her staying on the board.
Of course.
And now, how do you feel that other seasoned politicians in the party may feel if Pintard maintains the old appointments, which are newer people in the game, and doesn't appoint people who feel like I may have lost, but I put in a lot of effort in 2021, I deserve a spot.
Well, Mr. Pintard is a very fair person, so I think he's going to find a balance. I trust his judgment, and I feel that as though he will maybe bring in somebody from the old Senate who's on the Senate now, or he will bring in someone new.
And maybe just keep a balance,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So we mentioned the name Johnson, and we mentioned the name Sands. And I know that both of them are vying for chairman. Now, Ms. Bo, this is not a question for you. I'm not looking for a torchbearer's perspective. I'm more looking to make fun of both of them. But here's what I think. They're both vying for party chairman, right? Is the loser of that seat going to get leader of the Senate? Right, because I feel like that's a race, right, for party chairman. But I also feel like the loser of that race may be the ultimate winner and may get Senate leader.
I'm not sure that Mr. Pintard would go that route. Not that I'm privy to his thinking, but because there are only four spots in the Senate, I feel like there's so many other considerations you may have to go for. And I wonder if we'll see something similar. I know we'll talk about it perhaps a little bit later. Something similar to what Mrs. Butler-Turner did when she became the leader of the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Her first appointment was Branville McCartney from the DNA at mm-hmm. the time. Mr. Pintard has spoken a lot about unifying the organization and bringing in new talent. And I think...
Are you suggesting that Branville have a whole secret faction in the FNF?
Well, hey, listen.
Because the Halsbury move would suggest that you should think about it.
You're referring to Carl Bethel joining the lineup at Halsbury
right.
Chambers.
Well, I think that was a business move. I don't think that has anything to do with the FNF.
I'm not going to include Ms. Bo in my further agitation. It's not to protect her. Because that's a fair response, right? I, on the other hand, don't think that a very thin line between politics and business in the Bahamas. But that was very interesting because I've heard people over the weekend say that they're considering Branville for Senate leader.
I'm hearing that as well. I have heard Dr. Sands' name kind of in the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Although granted, that source was, you know, affiliated with the PLP. Hmm. But where there's smoke, there's fire.
But look, yeah, the best FNMs are PLPs, you know.
Hey.
I don't want to say confidential informant 1622, but the best FNMs are PLPs at heart.
You just got to look at Hubert Ingham, right? He said he's more PLP than Barry Christie. Never forget that statement.
Oh, right? And I think Loretta's... Anyway, I kid.
Can we talk about Loretta, though?
Yeah, okay. I got these callers on the line. Hold on.
Because that could be long.
It's 10:40. We're going to get... Let's get to the callers, and then I'm writing it down. Watch me write it down. LBT. We're going to get back to that. So let's get to the callers. Caller, you're on the clock.
Validated this document voice. We need justice, law, and order. Aaron, pretty ice cream.
That's right. Thank you, Raymond. We do. And I am here slapping up.
I have one question and about two comments.
Okay.
My question is pertaining to Mr. White 10. What was his objectivity? That's my question. Would you answer that for me, please?
Well, I think Mr. Brannan expressed it, that although White didn't declare which position he was running for, it appears as if he is preparing to be nominated for a position in the leadership of the party.
I will say, caller, that I did hear one of the positions mentioned, but I did not speak with Mr. White. Our team didn't get an interview with him, so I didn't want to speak out of turn and then, you know,
yeah.
announce something that may not be true, but
right.
I have heard that he is going to be running.
So what was the objective for his tent?
To be pressed, what you mean? The same reason why Iram Lewis risked getting pinched in the House of Assembly and tried to take on the Speaker of the House?
Okay.
Disability?
Okay, my two comments.
All right,
right?
I got another call on
okay.
I'm sorry about that, Bremen. Yeah, I got... and I've been ignoring them. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green, and your guest. How do I sound?
Good. You're very clear this morning. This is
all right. Thank you. I'm trying out a new tablet, so please forgive me.
No problem.
And I'm using BTC, a live number at my cell phone, but I'm trying to stop out. Anyhow, getting back to Buttigieg, if Sands won his job as leader, would he trust Sands to win in 2026? Because if Sands helped him as chairman, it takes Sands another 10 years to be leader. And Papa won Sands there. So Pintard is in a very funny position. In another 5 years, Sands may be running for prime minister. Trust and believe me, that.
I got you. Look here. I got to go. I got another caller on the line. All I can tell you is I believe Dwayne Sands could be prime minister dead soon, but I just practice Obia. So, don't trust me. Morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes. Good morning, Miss Green, and how are you all doing?
We're good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I have a little bit of information on Michael Pintard that I wish the public should know.
Okay, pause. What type of information?
Well, good information.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good could come out of Yellow Elder.
Yeah, he's from Yellow Elder.
Yeah, we don't believe that. We know that ain't no true. All good things come out of Yellow Elder.
Well, he grew up in Yellow Elder.
Okay.
He went to the public school, S.C. McPherson and A.F. Adley.
Okay, great.
He went to public school. He was head boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the basketball team. He's a good athlete.
Yes.
In every way. And he's very intelligent.
Yes.
In those schools, he was the top of the class for those six years that I knew him.
Absolutely.
So they got the right man for the job. And congratulations, Michael, from your schoolmate, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you received that. I hope you heard that, Mr. Pintard. That's a great endorsement. That's the type of endorsement that politicians need, right? They run in one of these highfalutin, we've been to the English. That's a real, real endorsement from the people. All right. We'll take one more call, and then I got to get to this LBT question, and then I have a question on the text line for you guests. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I just want to know if Michael Pintard is prepared for a Hubert Ingraham ambush.
Well, let me...
What I'm talking about is that Dwayne Sands, he was very serious, and I think he still is. He still is pushing him to become leader of that party, but he haven't gotten his feet. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do he think that by 2026, Hubert Ingraham is still going to support him?
Well, listen, the real question is this. Is it an ambush if you know it coming?
Well, you better prepare, because that's politics. I would like to know how would he deal with it. But here it is. We are learning politically all of these men. Okay?
Yes.
We already know Hubert Ingraham, though. You know, and Dwayne Sands, well, we're learning him. So here it is, Mr. Pintard.
Our boy.
But what do you got... In your armor, okay?
Yes, sir.
I can let it be shared.
Thank you so much. But listen, because I don't know if the guys, I send them some notes, and one of the questions on my notes was HAI's post-vote statement a show of support or of control, or am I getting it all wrong? Is this just good politics? But we're tired talking about... these Huberts. Like I tell you, there's a nursery out here growing Hubert Alexanders. There's a Hubert Alexander Chipman. There's a Hubert, he was a hack, H-A-C. There's a Hubert Alexander Minnis. There's a Ham, H-A-M. And there's a Hubert Alexander Ingraham and his ha-ha-hee. We ain't talk about Loretta Butler Turner now. So, Jace, you in particular wanted to talk about Loretta. I thought, I definitely practice in Obeah because we talk about her on the radio and presto bingo, she's in the office of the prime minister, next to the press secretary, talking big things. But what's so exciting about Loretta?
What's exciting about it to me is that it's either a signal of one of two things, maybe both at the same time. It's a signal that our politics could be maturing, that despite the fact that Loretta Butler Turner comes from a Free National Movement background, candidate several times, former leader of the opposition, you name it, right, former cabinet minister, you have her being appointed by a different party administration to do the people's business. That's a really good thing. And it could also be a signal that one of the more prominent voices that has been associated, I don't want to say affiliated at the risk of offending Shelby, associated with the FNM, maybe switching sides to another political organization. She was asked that question and said that, you know, to the extent to which that she can help fulfill this New Day agenda, that would represent, you know, a change in political alignment. And that is really, really interesting to me. Loretta Butler Turner has been spoken about very highly in certain circles as someone who still has the potential of being prime minister one day. So for someone of that level to, you know, potentially switch sides, even if she's not switching sides, but just doing work for another party, I think that's right. Exciting news.
Because I think the important nuance to note is it's not switching sides.
Mm-hmm.
She already switched sides. She already left FNM.
Yeah, she's right? Not been a part of the FNM for some years now.
Right. And ran as an independent under the logo of Starfish. I don't know if as an independent she already created a party. You know, she had created a party with that logo, but I say, when y'all see it, call me, give me my money. I see Sands and Butler Turner under that same Starfish logo.
Oh, boy.
In the not-too-distant future. That's what I see. Y'all don't have to jump up all at one time. It's like y'all jumping up to go pay y'all electricity bill or something. I was rushing. But for me, I was upset that I didn't hear or see anything from Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 4.5 years. But that's not just because it's Loretta or because it's a woman. A lot of that is I get upset when politicians disappear. All right? In the same way that politicians say, well, we're in opposition, so what can we do? So you try and tell me you can't organize a long-term 2-year program, temporary housing, temporary, but you certainly you could convince me to vote for you to run the country.
I will say that she walked a very fine line and, in my opinion, did it rather effectively because she could have easily been accused of being bitter anytime she said something that would have been perceived as negative to the Minnis administration. Of course, you know, she ran twice against him and was not successful. So I think she did stay out of it, but probably being aware of what persons would say if she was too critical. But now that that administration is gone, there's a new one in charge. I think she's going to be more vocal going forward. That's my guess.
Right.
No inside information there.
Quick, before we segue to something else, we knew the election was coming. Surely Loretta knew the election was coming. Why she didn't just hold on a little longer? I say it's because looking at what was offered, I don't get the impression that the FNM is serious about the status of and the advancement of women generally or in politics. I don't see no women. Anyway, I don't see any serious female voices endorsing any of the three. I don't see any engaging in any real political analysis or dialogue in the public, or even whisperings of this happening within the party space. So I guess the only question I could really ask you, Shelby, is what are women saying within the party? And what are young women saying within the torch bearers? And are they comfortable with the agenda and their role in it? And do they see the new agenda as embracing them?
A lot of women within the FNM.
Yeah. No, we'll be talking just, yeah, how they feel about the leader and how they feel about the new party, right? How they feel about the new party. Because I would have imagined, look here, I would have said Loretta and Pintard. I would have been ready to support a Butler Turner and Pintard.
Well, the women in the party, for starters, we obviously we do agree with Mr. Pintard and his views, obviously, because he had a lot of the votes.
Yeah.
I do believe that Mr. Pintard is also a part of the including women within politics.
Yeah.
So right now, while we might not have seen it before, we have a new face. and I'm going to go off that. And I do strongly believe that within the next few months and throughout the throughout Mr. Pintard's leadership, you're going to see a lot of change. You're going to see young people involved. You're going to see women involved because that's who he is. He wants to see unification where he sees it fit.
Yeah.
You know, we all know him as an activist. This is nothing new. This is not a spur of the moment thing. He's always been someone who wants to advocate for the for Bahamian people and not just the Bahamian man, but for the Bahamian woman, for the Bahamian little girl, you know,
yeah.
Everything. He
for the Bahamian student, for the Bahamian
exactly.
thinker. Yeah, he,
right.
Conceptually, he's broader than a lot of these guys. So. That's a, and I want to apologize. I feel like maybe I put you on the spot a little
no,
bit.
No, 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 you did.
Because I dissing up some F&M just now.
Oh, no, no, no.
What I want to say is I like what you said, and I wonder if Ellsworth Johnson understands now, juxtaposed to Pintard, right? That this role of the people's man. And because Ellsworth Johnson is a human rights advocate, right? He was a part of Bahamas Human Rights Network. He's done a lot of work with migrant communities, may I say migrant, and Bahamians in waiting, Bahamians waiting to be processed, right, to get their citizenship. But Pintard also has a record of being an activist.
I think that says a lot about the party, too, that we have a few activists to say that.
This anybody here to talk good about the F&M?
Well, I am. See me right here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got a text here that says, tell that man on your show, Miss Green, that Loretta Butler Turner, like you said, the best of the F&M so far was from the belly, loins, and camp of the PLP. I was only joking when I said that, sir. Loretta Grandpa was Sir Milo Butler Sr., one of the founding fathers of PLP, period. Okay, I mean, yeah, and that's how jokes work, right? There's a little bit of truth in them. But yeah, Loretta is a good candidate any time of the day, man. Any time of the day. Jace?
I agree, you know.
All right. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Can you ask your guest what is the FNM's position on these things below? Okay, my guests are not representatives of the FNM. Ms. Shelby Bowe is a member of the Torchbearers and a participant on the Spectrum Politics platform, but she is not here as a representative of the FNM. That's why I toned down my anti-FNM jokes because I don't want to trouble her. But we can discuss some of these things. And so the texter wants to know, you know, what we think the FNM's positions are on two-term leader limits, FNM deputy leader, Freedom of Info Act, Sovereign Wealth Fund, Bahamians being allowed to gamble in the casino, age of consent increased from 16 to 18.
Those are all important things. And I will say, because the dust is starting to settle on the FNM's leadership race, as usual, we're very transparent about asking the leaders of these political parties to come on our platform and to speak to mostly our young audience about what their priorities are moving forward. So I share some of those same questions, and if we get the opportunity to, we're gonna post them.
Mm-hmm. Well, two-term leader limits, right? I, you know, the left side of my brain says, I think Minnis answered that for y'all. Minnis said, you only get one, right? And this is how we do it.
it may not even be a full term, but you get one.
Yeah, you
right.
get one.
But that one is interesting because it's been raised, term limits. Fixed election dates is what was raised, not term limits. I also had some commentary. I want to ask you all how you all feel about the new press secretary. Bahamians being allowed to gamble in the casino. Now, I think Pintard had a public position on that before. I need to pull that up before we answer that question. An age of consent increased from 16 to 18. Now, that's an important issue for young people, right? I think that's an important youth agenda question. I'm less interested in how Pintard feels personally, right? I'm more interested in the environment that he creates for the assessment of the question and the determination of the policy. Right, I don't care about his personal opinion, but I care about the environment that he creates for us to make the decision as a collective. What do you think are some priority issues for the FNM in the first 30 days, first 2 months?
The priorities of the FNM within the first 2 months right now, they have been, I should say, that the former leader of the opposition, Dr. Hubert Alexander Menes.
Voldemort.
Relax, dude, relax, relax.
He shall not be named. Okay, go on.
He has been holding the government's feet to the fire. I must say that everyone on the opposition, they've been, whatever the government's doing that they don't agree with, they've been attacking. I think as the FNM as a party, we were really gearing up to see, well, who will be the new leader?
Yeah.
And now that we have Mr. Pintard, he has a lot of things that he wants to not only change within the party, well, let me not say change, rebrand and rebuild within the party. And you will see these things nationally as well. Like I said, he is an activist, so you're going to see a lot of positive things that he will be doing that obviously as a party we will be support. Once we agree with it, we will be supporting it.
So I know Pintard is a big agriculture policy guy, right? He's focused on that over the last 4.5 years. But I think the one thing that the party in opposition can focus on is a national issue, is a Grand Bahama issue, is an issue that impacts all MPs, right? Is the housing crisis, the state of houselessness and homelessness in Grand Bahama in particular, as a result of numerous repetitive storms and the inability to improve or rebuild the infrastructure, both physical and economic, right? Mm-hmm. New Providence, the pandemic, the movement of Family Island residents into New Providence, right? Through no means other than transition, regular, normal transition, not crisis-driven, or trauma-driven. I think that that's something that the FNM can do while in opposition. It's a way for Pintard to show that he can lead at the national level before he even hits the office of the Prime Minister. And it's an issue that impacts everybody. There's advocates and activists, it's an intersectional issue. All kinds of people are dealing with this. And then we're not even talking, not just the people who are unhoused, but the people who are supporting unhoused people, right? It'll be a positive impact for everybody. Okay, guys, it looks like we got to do a third show. And Miss Shelby Bow, you get the first invite back. They done been here. Even if they can't make it, I'm bringing you back in. I text you and it says, great show as usual. I am third Irish, so how come I can't gamble in the casino? Because you are one-third Bahamian and two-thirds Chicchani. That's why you can't gamble in the casino. You can't count, and the foreigner's going to take all your money, sir. We let us, the Bahamians, take all your money. And that's why, even if you could gamble in the casino, until we fix the laws, you should gamble at home. So Bahamians could win all your money and not foreigners. Another text, good morning, Aaron. With all the narration, the FNM needs to learn that when they have the reins, look after the citizenry, they seem to cater to the oligarchs. I think that's the FNM's new slogan, take care of the citizenry and the oligarchs will take care of themselves. Does that work? It's like, take care of the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves?
No. Maybe it might be a little long for a road sign, though.
Right.
Yeah, but if you know where that Frank Watson Boulevard is talking about that road sign. Okay, another text that says, don't want to hear anything about human rights. We have no rights as seen in this pandemic. Where are they now? They are subserviently, sheepishly silent. Well, we're still in 16 days of activism, mm-hmm. So I apologize. We're going to be talking about rights for the rest of the week. The person says, it's not a joke, it's a real Hubert Papa Ingram was chairman. Okay, it's not a joke, it's real. Hubert Papa Ingram was chairman, MP and minister in PLP. So truth to power, best FNMs was PLPs, it seems. Listen, I sort of slid over it because that's going to be a chapter in my book when I start teaching politics at UB.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
All the best FNMs.
Please.
Started out as PLPs. I also want to say that technically all the politicians
started out as PLPs.
Started out as PLPs, and that's sort of how it works, unless they were UBP.
Right.
But that's another interesting chapter in politics. And another question we have for Mr. Pintard, of course, more refined question about long-term economic policy, about reparations and restitution and majority rule in the new day. Anyway, it's a whole lot of talking, a whole lot of beating up on the FNM. I want to apologize, and I want to say to the FNM machinery, Shelby Colby had no part in the joke telling, but I really appreciate the insight that she brought from the party and the torchbearers, and I hope that you can come back so we can continue this conversation. Thank you to Spectrum Politics. It was a great discussion today. I want to say thank you to Hubert Alexander Ingram. You have never forsaken us. We knew when the time was right you would come back. Oh, yeah, and good morning, Tommy Turnquist. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Anyway, have a great day, Bahamas. It's 11 a.m. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next. Have a great day.